of all, when we got the information issued by the U.S. Embassy, we sprang into action as police. Our officers, especially in Kampala metropolitan area, have strengthened their security and also their alertness in their respective areas of operations. We have intensified our operations and also our deployments in most of the key areas, especially where normally many people gather. The police are now charged with a duty of patrolling around, but also doing routine checks in the respective areas. We have on-spot checks. We have teams that monitor to see what has been put in place is maintained, especially to do with the alertness of the security personnel and also police personnel, but also alertness of the proprietors and owners of the respective public places. As we speak now, these checks are carried on day and night. Day and night, the officers are moving around, especially officers from the Counterterrorism Directorate, supported by regular police who move around to check and also to guide the respective people and also respective guards in the respective places to strengthen the access control measures, but also to strengthen the outer security of the respective places. Because what we do, the inner security, we guide them. We give them direction on what to do and how they are supposed to take care of the inner security of the premises. But the outer ring and also monitoring, it is done by the security personnel. And we have also started, we are still intensifying our sensitizations in most of the areas to awaken members of the public, because these alerts have been issued, but time and again you may find maybe that people somehow, as they are doing their work, they forget. So our major purpose or main role is to make sure that we keep on giving them this information time and again to awaken them, to make them know that terrorism is real, and also to have a role to play, because they are key as far as fighting terrorism. We need information from them because they are staying in the communities. They are key as far as monitoring what is happening in the community, who are the suspicious people, what are the suspicious places, how can that information be given to police on time, and police takes action immediately.
Some people have expressed concern that the Uganda police might not be up to the task, because this is not the first time there has been a threat and that Uganda has been attacked before. So how do you reassure Ugandans, especially in the capital Kampala, that they will be protected by your actions?
What I can assure Ugandans is that the security this time, everyone is on full alert. That is one thing we have to know. And we are working jointly with other sister security agencies. We all have to know that, yes, we were hit in 2010, but maybe probably we would have been hit even other times. But because of our vigilance and also continued surveillance, sharing of information, and vigilance of the personnel that are deployed in the respective areas, we have been able to deter the reoccurrence of such actions. And that's why when we get such alerts, however many they could be, we make sure that they are released immediately. We keep on tickling members of the public. We keep on making our personnel being alert and also doing what they are supposed to do, but also strengthening the security at the airport, at the respective border point, and also continue sharing of information within the region and also internationally. And I believe by doing that, we have been able to deter terrorists from attacking us again.
How do you plan to ensure the success of a sensitization program to make Ugandans aware and to help you in your line of work to prevent any possible terror threat?
First of all, the sensitization programs, they are done jointly by most of the units in the Uganda Police Force. And our sensitization programs, they are geared towards prevention. Yes, we can do after, but we wouldn't want to do after it has happened, sensitization. We want prevention. How do we prevent terrorists from attacking us? What is the information? And actually, different standard operating procedures have been developed in relation to that. How do you search a home? How do you search a public place? How do you search a vehicle? Because at first we are getting such challenges of searching that people were not sure, people would give us comments. But standard operating procedures have been developed and members of the public are taken through what is supposed to be done. We are also targeting the private security organizations because by doing the guards, they are supplementing police work and they are supervised by the Inspector General of Police. So we made sure that they have to be taken through different trainings at different levels, again, to empower them, to give them skills, to be in position to do their work as expected, effectively and efficiently. And the teams that were put in place are doing this work continuously, covering region per region, but also there is a team that is covering the population. Some are moving for, some are doing it on radios, but others are actively engaging members of the public, different groups, different sectors, people in the market areas, people in the bus terminals, people in the tax parks, people in schools. We will find that a lot of information is being given out. We also have leaflets that are given out, written in different languages, to make members of the public, when they have time, to read and remind themselves of what they are supposed to do and how they are supposed to collaborate with us. Because we realize that, yes, we are there as experts, as technical people in security, but we cannot do it alone. We need the support of the public because Uganda is a country with a big population. We believe in public, we believe in public partnership, public cooperation, and we believe that if we work with the public together as a team and sister security agencies, nobody can hit us because every one of us will be alert, will be aware of what we are supposed to do, and this sensitization, they are going to continue. They are not going to stop. They will continue and continue and continue.
So, Judith, basically this sensitization program will be on radio, TV, and other social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter, correct?
Yes, but also among the respective communities, because we have a category of people who use Twitter and Facebook and other media platforms, but there are those who may not probably access the social media platform. That's why we have to move in those respective communities physically to engage them, to have an active engagement.
Community outreach, correct?
Yes, community outreach.
Okay.